Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610. The Rockets will play Game 6 on the road for a trip to the NBA Finals. The good news for everybody is this. The Houston Rockets have had, I think, four different opportunities. And in all four of those opportunities, they when they had a chance to clinch a trip to the NBA Finals, they got it done. The last time was 1995 when they beat the San Antonio Spurs in that famous series to go on and face the Orlando Magic.
I usually despise historical comparisons like that because realistically, like, what's that have to do with anything? But I'll full-heartedly endorse that one. It means something. It means something, Mike. Also this, Grazia, Italian Kitchen, tomorrow morning in Pearland from 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. is going to be having a taco drive. All proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, go to help the Santa Fe community. I'm going to be there early. Sean Pendergast, I think, will be there a little bit later. So come on out, buy some tacos, and help out the families in Santa Fe.
To piggyback off of that, the last time they did an event like this was for the officer that got hit in the DUI accident. And I went by there with my family, and we went and got the – for people that were worried about, like, why is this Italian place making tacos – the tacos were damn good.
Yeah,
okay.
They were breakfast tacos. You got the potato, egg, and cheese and all that type of stuff, bacon, egg, and cheese, all that stuff. But it was good. And so go buy, support, and the tacos are legit. So all those that were worried about the Italian place making it, it was good.
Well, yeah, that was – well, because Grazia's really, really good food. We had them in there yesterday, and he was like, well, what am I going to do, like cold lasagna for breakfast or something? Like, we'll do breakfast tacos. Come get some tacos. And they raised over $40,000 for that officer. So a real easy way to come and help out a lot of the Santa Fe community.
So tomorrow from 6:30 until –
I think it's 6 to 10:30.
I get my 30s mixed up. 6 to 10:30 tomorrow at Grazia in Pearland. On Sunday, the Astros face the Indians. They face them all weekend. They won last night. Charlie Morton got the win. A couple homers from Bregman and Mariznick in the victory. So Trevor Bauer, who accused Major League Baseball and the umpires of not applying the rules with Pintar and all that to the Astros specifically.
Well, he flat out first. That was his explanation for what he was doing. Really, what he did was insinuated that Garrett Cole could have only increased his spin rate with Pintar.
Yep.
And then backtracked on it like a little dandy. He just was afraid of the backlash.
Well, let's listen in to Trevor Bauer when the media questioned him on his accusations that he lobbed towards the Astros a few weeks ago.
All right, I want to make it abundantly clear, not mince words on it, but I have no problem with any other organization in the league. None. Regarding the Astros, I think they do a great job of player development. I have no accusations against them at all. I've never made any, and I'm not accusing them of cheating. That being said, there is a problem in baseball right now that has to do with sticky substances and spin rates. We might not have had the technology before to measure how sticky stuff affects the ball, how it spins, how it moves. But all that research is clear now. We know how it affects spin rate, and we know how spin rate affects outcomes and pitches and movements that have a big difference in a game, a season, and each individual player's career. And it's my opinion that it is the same argument that was used when steroids were going on in the game. If you just look the other way and you let some people do it, the people who choose not to do it are at a competitive disadvantage, and that's what's going on right now. So that's my statement.
So this is real quick. This basically is him claiming, because he came out, he's got a long-standing feud with Garrett Cole, and it goes back to college.
Yep.
This is what the quote he had about this recently is, "We had a rocky relationship in college because he told me that I had no future in baseball and he insulted my work ethic as a freshman." I'm guessing from what I know of Trevor Bauer that he was just impossible to stand as a freshman. So whatever Garrett Cole told him, I full-heartedly endorse Garrett Cole and whatever young Garrett Cole told Trevor Bauer. But then, like, he was talking about Garrett Cole when he tweeted out that maybe if only there was a substance that would help somebody increase their spin rate by 200 RPMs. Garrett Cole, who he's got a long-standing feud with, increased his spin rate by 200 RPMs. So, like, that's flat out what he was doing. Don't backtrack on it. Don't sit there and act like a big man on Twitter, and then when you actually have to stand in front of a microphone or you get called out on it, act like you didn't do it.
It's fine for him to say there's a problem in baseball with sticky substances, but the problem is he accused the Astros first. And then he's backtracking by saying, oh, wait a second, I'm not talking just about the Astros. We have a problem in baseball. Well, that's fine. You can say the latter part, but you're accusing one specific team and a guy who you know. That is my issue with this guy.
So basically, he's just an irritant. He's a troll. And
yeah,
that's what it seems like. Well, we've got more.
Well, he did, real quick, I want to, so Wade knows. He etched out the acronym BD911 on the mound last week, right, which on the internet is like either genuine conspiracy theorists or people making fun of conspiracy theorists do hashtag BD911. It means Bush did 9/11. Right. Like it's like accusing Bush of orchestrating it or whatever, which is nonsense, obviously, of course, but it's a conspiracy that's out there. He put BD911 on the mound.
On the mound.
And then afterwards said, well, no, it's actually a reference to a friend and workout partner, without actually explaining like who the hell BD was or anything. So he's a clown. He's a total clown, and this is what he is. But he's also infuriatingly a very good pitcher.
Well, he's very talented. Yeah. Here was Bauer when he was asked to elaborate on the research he had done with spin rates, sticky substances, all that.
Stop this whenever y'all want because it's 6 minutes.
All right, we'll do that.
So I've tested all sorts of different stuff in the lab over Driveline. I've tested sunscreen and rosin. I've tested pine tar sticks. I've tested the liquid pine tar. I made my own non-Newtonian fluids. I sat down with a chemical engineer to understand it. I've melted down Firm Grip and Coca-Cola and pine tar together. I've tested a lot of stuff. At 70 miles an hour, when we were doing the tests, spin rates jumped between 300 and 400 RPM while using various different sticky substances.
So basically, if I'm hearing right, he's accusing he's accusing Garrett Cole of not cheating well enough. He only increased it 200 RPMs versus, by the way, okay, he said non-Newtonian fluid. That sounds like somebody trying to come up with a really fancy term for something that's like almost every fluid. I'm not even going to read here what this non-Newtonian fluid is. All right, I don't like this guy. I don't like him one bit. I don't like him now. I don't like him later. I do not like Trevor Bauer. I don't like him named Tyler. I don't like him named Tiger.
That goes on for 6 minutes, but just listen to how this jackass ends it. He talks for 6 minutes and goes through like a whole science. Like there is 6 minutes of that, and just listen to how he ends it.
Guys using sticky stuff every single time they pitch, increasing their spin rate by 200 to 300 RPM, and having a massive competitive balance or competitive advantage.
All right, one more, guys.
I think I covered it all.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Nice work.
Right, so he got up and he gave her, this is, you know what it sounded like? It sounded like when somebody gets in an argument and they know they're losing the argument, so they start using really big words. And like, okay, I'm going to start using big words here and at least sound smart, even if my arguments aren't good. That was a 6 minute extended version of him trying to claim that he wasn't calling out Garrett Cole. Cause I'm guessing he's like in deep inside him, he's still scared of Garrett Cole. The only outcome that I'm happy with on Sunday is if Bauer lets up like 8 runs in 3 innings and gets yanked.
The Astros hitters are basically playing on Sunday for Garrett Cole's honor.
Which that's I'm not holding my breath if that's what works out, because he's a really good pitcher.
Yeah, no question.
And we've
about
seen
it.
Like the bats have woken up at times, and then the bats have gone back to sleep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It seems like to me though that Bauer he's trying to make a institutional change, and he decided to point the finger at the champions in order to try to make it happen.
Yeah.
And he's already an irritant and a troll, so it kind of diminishes what he's trying to get done. But I look at it like this. If it's legal to be done, then it's not a competitive advantage because you didn't use it as well.
The weird
you know
part,
what I mean? Like,
oh,
if the rule, if the rules say this is okay to use these sticky substances, it's not against the rules, then it's not cheating.
The weird thing
and
to
you
me,
should
wait,
try to do it yourself until they change it.
I was kind of baffled. Like, why would the umpires have different standards for the Astros pitchers versus any other pitchers? That's the part that really makes no sense to me. The rules are the rules.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a competitive advantage.
Yes.
If you're choosing not to use something that, like, I don't get his thought process behind it with that.
Wade Smith in with us. Time
right
now.
I know what non-Newtonian fluids are right now.
Yeah.
I've learned that in the last 45 seconds.
It's a good thing to know.
I'm not going to tell you guys what it is.
Okay. Like,
you probably wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
It's just between me and Tiger Bauer.
Okay. Stuff Landry likes. The final version of our show since Landry is moving to a middays with Fred Davis and John Lopez coming up Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Paul's joining our show Tuesday morning at 6. We look forward to that.